Christ. We adore you. We adore you. We are confident that he that has begun a good work shall accomplish it unto the day of Jesus Christ. To you be your praise and adoration. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Celebrate the King of Kings. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless. Glory to God. So some of us don't know how to key into the Spirit. At all, we don't know. God, we don't do it in our closet. Yeah. Rest in your peace. So overwhelming. I rest in your peace. It's overwhelming. Glory to God. Go to your neighbor. Say the Spirit of God is here. Say the Spirit of God is here. Say Jesus is here. Say Jesus is here. Jesus is here. By His Spirit. Are you sure? Are you sure? Tell your neighbor again that Jesus is here. And is here by His Spirit. Glory to God. Are you sure you know what you just said? Jesus is here. And where He is, there is no lack. Where He is, there is no limitation. Where He is, His resources are inexhaustible. Glory to God. And so tell your neighbor that Jesus is here. So the Spirit of God is here. God is here. And is in me. And because He's in me, I know He's greater in me. He's not small in me. He's not timid in me. I can face any circumstance. Glory to God. Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Turn your Bible to St. John's Gospel. Oh, glory to God. I waited on the Lord. Let me teach you a song. Sound will be on the keyboard. It's our theme for the month, right? New song, right? How many of you have been having new song? I've been having new song. We're still looking at the audacity of faith. So, right? I waited on the Lord. I waited on the Lord. He turned and heard my cry. First line, I waited upon the Lord. He turned and heard my cry. Third line, He took me out of the miry clay. Took me out of the miry clay. Fourth line, out of the sinking sand. Fifth line, set my feet upon the rock. Set my feet upon the rock. The rock on which I stand. Everything is from Psalm 40. The rock on which I stand. Then the next line, He put a new song in my mouth to sing. A song of praise to our God. Start again. I waited upon the Lord. He turned and heard my cry. He took me out of the miry clay. Out of the sinking sand. The next line. He set my feet upon the rock. The rock on which I stand. The next line, he put a new song in my mouth to sing, a song of praise to our God. I waited on the Lord. Okay, that's the tune. Okay, let's go. I waited on the Lord. Say it with me. I waited on the Lord. He turned and heard my cry. He turned and heard my cry. He took me out of the miry clay, out of the sinking sand. He took me out of the miry clay, out of the sinking sand. Let's do a line again. He took me out of the miry clay, out of the sinking sand. He set my feet upon the rock. Let's stop. He set my feet upon the rock, the rock on which I stand, the rock on which I stand. He set my feet upon the rock. He set my feet upon the rock. The rock on which I stand. And the rock on which I stand. He put a song in my mouth to sing, a song of praise to our God. He put a song in my mouth to sing, a song of praise to our God. Amen. So sing it on Sunday again. Okay? Do you get it? Get the beginning. Don't I hear my cry? Took me out of the miry clay, out of the sinking sand. Yes, he set my feet upon the rock, the rock on which I stand. He put a song in my mouth to sing, a song of praise to our God. Are you sure you're waiting upon the Lord? Amen. Let's see our scriptures today. John 14. Amen. He turned and heard my cry. The audacity of faith. John 14, verse 15. You know, most times, the ministry of the world is called the ministry of the world for a reason. Because the one that teaches you the word, or that enables the word to be real, is the Spirit. And so, without the Holy Ghost, the teaching of faith will become a formula. And without the Spirit, the teaching of faith will become a guesswork. And so, when God started telling me to teach the body of Christ faith, one of the first instructions he said is that you must teach my people how to be led by the Spirit in their faith walk. Because most people, they don't know or they don't understand how to be led by the Spirit in their faith walk. And so, Jesus While he was leaving the earth, he told his disciples, he said, "Now I'm going to the Father, but I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you." Glory to God. Follow me closely. And so, in John 14, verse 15, are you there? Let's read together, verse 15. Glory to God. See, one of the things we want to do tonight is to channel the power of God to the supply of needs. Glory to God. Because when you talk about faith, faith and supernatural supply goes together. And when you channel God's power, it means you are directing God's power to do something. Praise the Lord. Because God's power is a vector quantity. Glory to God. That means it has magnitude and it has what? Direction. And so the more of that power you supply, the more of the result or the more work you what get what? Done. Glory to God. Now, in John 14, verse 15, let's read together. One to go. "If you love me, keep what? My commandments." Tell your neighbor, if you love me, keep my what? My commandments. So Jesus said to his disciples, he says, the proof that you love me, the evidence, that means the characteristic of those that love me, is that they keep my commandments. He says, and when they keep my commandments, he says, I and my Father, we come and make our abode where? With them. Glory to God. Glory to God. Then, the next verse says, it says, and I will pray the Father. That means, I will demand the Father. Jesus, according to scripture, is the Word of God made flesh. Now, the Bible says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says, the love of what? Of God. And it says, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be what? With you. Now, the Spirit of God administers the grace of God. The Spirit of God administers the grace of God. That means the Spirit of God enables us to experience the grace of God. Then it makes us to experience the love of God. Glory to God. Now, it does that when we fellowship with Him by the Word. Glory to God. So, Jesus said, he says, I will pray the Father. Who said? Talk to me. Who said? Says, I will pray the Father. It shall give you another what? Comforter, that he may what? Abide with you for what? Forever. Let's read the next verse together. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall what? Be in you. It says, I will pray the Father, that he will give to you another what? Comforter. Now, in the Greek, there are two words for another. Now, one of the words for another is heteros. Now, if you want to say another in the Greek, and I say Ike, please come. And Ike, we are men, right? Good. But are we exactly the same kind in resemblance? So, in the Greek, when you want to describe another of a different kind or of a different species, you use what? Heteros. Glory to God. You can have your seat. Now, so Jesus said, he says, I will pray the Father to give you heteros. Is that what he said? Is that what he said? No. Look at it again. It says, and I will what? Let's read it again. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you what? Another comforter, that he may what? Abide with you forever. So when he says another, he was saying
allos parakletos. That means another of the same kind. Not just of the same kind, of exactly the same kind. So the Spirit of God is exactly like Jesus. Let it sink. It's not almost like Jesus. No. It's exactly like Jesus. He said the Spirit of Truth. So the another comforter is called the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because they cannot access him, because they are in the flesh. And so he says, I will pray the Father that he will give you another comforter. And that comforter, it says what? Let's read together. That he may abide with you until you pray. Is that what it says? When you sin, he will leave. Why did he say he will abide with you forever? Because according to God's design, from the foundation of the world, man was supposed to be the habitation of God by the Spirit. So that in the ages to come, that through this new man in Christ Jesus, God by His Spirit will be able to show His unsearchable riches through these ones. But first, the man in Christ must carry the Spirit in its fullness. And so Jesus said, he says, I will pray the Father and it shall give you. Let's read it together. And I will what? I will pray the Father that he shall what? Give you. Or he will withhold from you. Is that what it says? He will not give you. Is that what it says? Okay, let's read it again so that you understand. Glory to God. Now, I know I'm doing this because the audacity of faith is a faculty in the Spirit. Until you are inspired by the Holy Ghost, you cannot do some things. Until you are driven by the Holy Ghost, you cannot attain some results. Never. The things you must do by faith. You can only live by faith. You can only walk by faith. Because you understand that your expectation is from God. You understand that there's a predetermined outcome. And so, it's by the Spirit that you can move. So, it says in verse 16, let's read together. And I will what? Pray the Father, and he shall give you another what? Comforter, that he may abide with you for what? Forever. Now, the word for comforter there means standby. It means counselor. It means strengthener. It means an extraordinary strategist. It means your advocate. It means the one that you can run to at any time. The word comforter means the one that has been called to walk alongside with you perpetually. And so it says the Father will give you this personality that is exactly like me. And so we are not missing the physical presence of Jesus because we have the Spirit. That means we are not saying that the word should come down. No. The word is in us by the Spirit. That's why in Romans 10 it says, do not say in your heart who shall bring Christ from heaven, or shall go down again to the grave to bring him up. He said, what said he? He said, the word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth, which is what? The word of faith, which is what we preach. He says, if thou shalt believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, and shall confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, what will happen to you? You shall be saved. He says, with the mouth, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made. And so by faith, you can create your realities. By faith, you can start shaping your world. By faith, you can start calling for those things that be not as though they were. Glory to God. So it says, I will pray the Father that he will give unto you another comforter. And so if Peter was saying that he saw Jesus, then the experience of Peter is not different from our experience, because we know him by revelation now. Glory to God. We understand him beyond his physical looks. That's why Paul says, we know no man according to the flesh. He says, we have once known Christ according to the flesh. But now, we know no man according to the flesh. Now, he now says, that if any man be in Christ, that is your boundary condition. You are a man that is in Christ. That means you have access to all of God's blessing. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Say, I have access. I have access into all of God's blessing. Because I've been justified by faith. He says, so I have access into this grace. Wherein what? I stand. Glory to God. So it says here, verse 17, it says, even the Spirit of truth. So the another comforter is what? The Spirit of what? Truth. Until you meditate on the word, you will not be able to separate God's truth from the devil's lie. I'll say that again. Until you, your roots get deep into God's word. By revelation. You know, we're in the age whereby people have their truth. I want to speak my truth, right? I'm speaking my truth. But you see, there is no other truth apart from the truth. What you can have could be facts. It's the embodiment of truth. The Bible says that the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth bodily in Jesus. And it says, we are complete in Him. So Jesus said, I am the way. It says, I am a truth. Is that what it says? The what? The truth. Then it says, I am what? The life. So when it says, I pray the Father to give you another comforter, that is the Spirit of truth. It says, whom the world cannot. Hey! Did you see that? The world cannot receive the Spirit. Hey! What you have, the world cannot receive. Especially when they are relating with the gospel, with sense knowledge. The Bible says, faith is the substance of things. What? Hoped for. It didn't say sense is the substance of things hoped for. It says what? Faith is what? The substance of what? Things hoped for. Now, when you see that word substance, that word means tangibility. That's one word for that. It means you can touch it. It's the evidence. It also means the guarantee. It means the surety of the things hoped for. It says the evidence of things not seen. It says by faith. It says the elders, they obtained what? An excellent or a good what? Report. Now, you cannot have a good report without faith. Never. And so, until the Spirit of truth helps you separate the truth of God's word from the lies of the devil, you'll constantly be in defeat. But the Bible says, let God be true, and let all men be what? Lies. Let God be true. Not when he says let God be true, he's not saying let God speak truth. No, he's true. That means truth is his nature. And the Bible says we have been created after the same image as the Son. It says we're created in true righteousness and what? Holiness. So the man in Christ has the capacity, has the spiritual intelligence to receive the revelation of God. Because that man have received the Spirit of God. Glory to God. So 17 says, it says even the Spirit of truth. Let's read together. Even what? The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be what? In you. And I've taught you before, when Jesus said, for he dwelleth with you, he was referring to himself. Because he said, come on, that I will send another comforter exactly like me. So he says, you know him. Because when he comes, it's not going to sound different from me. It will sound exactly like me, because it's exactly what? Like me. So it's 17, it says, neither knoweth him the world, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be what? In you. I will not leave you comfortless. Let's read together. I will come what? So how was he supposed to come to them? By what? By his what? Spirit. Say by his spirit. By what? By what? By what? He says, I will not leave you as orphans. NIV. He says, but I will come to you. When he says, I will come to you, he was not referring to when we get to heaven. No. He says, but I will come to you when I have fulfilled the demands of justice. When I've made the sacrifice for sin. When I've died for your sins. When I've resurrected. When I've offered myself to the heavenly tabernacle. Then my spirit cannot reside in you permanently. What a glory. What a joy that the spirit of God can dwell in us. God dwells in you. He said, glory to God on high. He said, peace to men of goodwill. When they heard about the birth of Jesus, they said, glory to God on high. He says, peace to men. Because he's the prince of what? Peace. Glory to God. So, say, I have the spirit of truth. I have the spirit of truth. And so I can walk by faith. Okay, so let's go to Galatians now. Galatians. We want to look at miracles of supply. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me. So get ready to pray, because we want to pray by revelation now. Remember I said that the power of God. Look at Galatians 3. Galatians 3. Glory to God. Are you following? Are you following? Do you love the word of God? Oh, glory to God. I refuse to live in the flesh. I refuse to live in the flesh. I choose to live in the spirit. I choose to create my realities by faith. I create my wealth. I create the systems that are not subject to the systems of this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, things are working out for my good. In the name of Jesus, I declare, I have all that I require. I require no support. If you are not saying it, you are not creating your realities. I create my realities. He said by the word of the Lord. He says the heavens were framed. The heavens were framed by God's word. God's power or God is not superior to his word. God is bound by his word. And so, if God cannot change your story, let him vacate his throne. He's not worthy to be called God. Pastor, you're blaspheming. No. In Ezekiel 8, the Bible says that God told Ezekiel, it says, son of man, have you seen what the daughters of Israel are doing? He said they were weeping for the God of Tammuz. And according to Mesopotamian myth, the God of Tammuz was the God of fertility. That means they were crying for their God because their God died. You didn't hear me? God of fertility. The reason why they were crying, because their God died. But glory to God. The Bible says their God have eyes, but that God cannot see. Their God have ears, but he cannot hear. But the Bible says our God is in heaven. Glory to God. Our God is in heaven. Now he lives in us by his spirit. So our God is not like their God. Our God is not like their God. They were crying for their God. They could create their God with silver and gold. And so God, by revelation, by talking to Ezekiel in the spirit, he says, son of man, let me show you things in the spirit. He says, have you seen them? They were crying for their god, Tammuz. And so what the Mesopotamians said, they said, it's a god of fertility. But our God, the Bible says, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. When God told the archbishop to say, okay, that land, I've given it to you. He saw it by revelation. He went to meet the owner of the land. And he said, the Lord have need of this land. The first scripture the owner of the land quoted, he says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. He says, sir, I do not have any land. But if you said the Lord said that is the land, then go and meet my second son. And according to the story, he saw the son. The son was saying, your church is too small. You cannot pay. And it was $640. He gave them a deadline. See, if you will not do things by faith, then you are not pleasing God. You are living in the flesh. You are living according to the law of sin and death. And the law of sin and death produces death. But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus produces miracles by the Spirit. Now, we do not live according to the law of sin and death. But now we live according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. And so, whatever we're in contact with, there is life. Whatever we touch, there is life. Because the life is flowing from us. Flowing from our spirit. So, in Galatians 3, I love what Paul says by the Spirit. He says, you foolish Galatians. He says, what bewitched you? That means, by skyno, it means, who have showed you a strange doctrine. See now, who have showed you evil doctrine. Who is trying to tell you to establish your righteousness by the works of the law. Because the charter of the gospel says that the just shall live by faith. That means the just can only be sustained by faith. That means the life force of the just is faith. Because faith for the just is life in the spirit. And so the principles of faith for the just is not just faith to get things. It's the principle of life in our kingdom. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's a principle of life. And so it says, who hath bewitched you? Remember when I brought to you the gospel, I told you that any man that seek to be justified by the works of the law, then that man is saying that Christ died in vain. That man is making nullified the effect of the cross. But it says, according as it is written, the just shall live by faith. That means the just shall produce their own reality by faith. Glory to God. I produce my reality by faith. I produce my wealth by faith. Hey! You structure your life by faith. The kingdom of God is established by faith. And so next year we will do more by faith. I'm telling you the truth. I can tell you stories. I was just seeing text message from people that I taught the same principle. Telling me crazy things. I say, wow. I say, it works. See, the ministry of the Spirit is in this house. And so you have to recalibrate your soul to receive that revelation. So it says here, it says, you foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Let's read verse 2 together. This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Hey! He says, receive ye the Spirit. He says, did you receive the workings of the Spirit by the works of the law, or by what? The hearing of faith. Because remember, faith cometh by what? Hearing. That means faith is made alive in you by the promptings of the Spirit. This time, it's not what you did yesterday, you have to do now. Because for Daniel, when Daniel got to the lion's den, faith for him was to be still. But when Samson saw the lion, faith for him was not to be still, was to attack the lion. Glory to God. Faith in one situation, or the actions of the Spirit, or the promptings of the Spirit in one circumstance, is not the same promptings of the Spirit in another circumstance. So, faith by the Holy Ghost, there are specifics. And so what we are doing from next year, even in the faith seminar, we will channel God's power to specifics. Because the power of God is what? A vector what? Quantity. Say the power of God is a vector quantity. Now verse 2, it says, this only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by what? The works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. You cannot receive the ministration of the Spirit by the works of the law. If you think you've seen miracles by the works of the law, wait. The miracles produced by faith, it means they are the miracles of what? The Spirit. Verse 3, it says, are ye so foolish, having begun in the flesh? Let's read together. Are ye not made perfect by what? By the flesh. 4, have ye suffered as many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He's saying that if you go back to the flesh, it's a proof that your suffering will continue. Because in the flesh, there's no rest. In the spirit of faith, you've entered into what? Rest. You're not trying to be righteous again. You're not trying to improve in your righteousness. Your righteousness is perfect. It says, their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. When you are in faith, you understand that God is not the adversary. It says, when you pass through the fire, it says, the fire shall not what? Burn you. It didn't say when I make you to pass through the fire. There's a difference, right? So when you pass through the fire. So 3, it says, are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit? Are you not made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain. 5 is my emphasis to 9, because we want to pray. Let's read 5 together. He therefore that ministereth the what? To you, the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Notice, it did not say the gift of the working of miracles, no. He calls it he that worketh miracles. Miracles are worked, glory to God, and they are worked by the cooperation of the believer with the Holy Spirit. So it says, he that worketh miracles. And so for you to work miracles, you must understand what Ephesians 6 said. Verse 16, it said, wherefore take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So when you want to work miracles, you must understand how to take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit, that is the rhema of God. Because by the rhema of God in your spirit, you can work miracles. Because this time, you are directing God's power. And so tonight, because I'm still coming to show you some things here, we want to pray. Even while in this message now, we want to create miracles of supply. I'm serious. We want to create what? Miracles of what? Supplies. This is what you do. When you are praying, focus your mind on it. Let me show you an example of miracle supply so that you understand. We're coming back here. Matthew, glory to God. We said gospel is what? Vector what? Quantity. Matthew, glory to God. Are you following? Wealth and riches are in my house. My righteousness endureth forever. I cannot go broke. No! No, I cannot. God does not sponsor flops. No, he doesn't. He said, he that seated in the heavens shall laugh. It says, when the Lord thorn again the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dreamed. If your life is just regular, then you are walking by the law. There must be supernatural interceptions, like by the Spirit. Interceptions by the Spirit. That you understand that by my God, I have jumped over a troop. Glory to God. He said, you know, David said, he said, you have delivered me from the strivings of the tongue, from their boisterous words, from their proud words against me. He said, you've delivered me from their hands. He says, you have delivered me from proud waters. He said, my head is anointed with fresh oil. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall what? Follow me. Look at the miracle of supply. Oh, glory to God. Oh, see, the supernatural, never forget, is as simple as saying it. The supernatural, the things of the Spirit, or the how to direct God's power, is by revelation, speaking Spirit indicted words. And so look at Matthew 17. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you scared to pray now? Do you want to create your realities now? Hallelujah to Jesus. And one vital component of faith, faith has time. There's a time boundary to faith. See, when you say God is going to do it, that's not faith. When you say I know everything, that's hope. Hope will keep you in the circumstance, but hope does not have ability to bring you out of the circumstance. The substance of hope is faith. Hope is a good encourager, but hope is not enough. So what many Christians are confusing for faith is hope. I know, shall one day you go better? No, that's not faith. You know, I love the Psalms that we shared yesterday night. He said, I will bless the Lord. He has made me a watered garden, and he has done it, and his mercies endure it forever. Has he done it? Has he done it? Has he given you the money for your marriage? Has he given you money for your house? Can you see your properties? That's your reality. For faith is the substance. He said, blessed is she that believes. Blessed is he that believes. There shall be a performance. That word performance means the energies of God. It will go into operation. Let me tell you what it means. When it says according to that same power that is at work in you, which was also wrought in Christ Jesus, what it means is that all of God's power has been delegated to the church. Now, so if Jesus were to be dead here, you know, I told you, if God cannot, it means he should vacate his throne. Because that's what the three Hebrew children said. They said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, he said, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. He said, if our God will not deliver us, then so be it. In other words, that is the audacity of faith. Say, for our God. And so, God's power has been channeled to the believer. In Matthew 28, it says, behold, all power and authority has been what? Given to me. He now says, go ye therefore to all nations. Now, when it says, go ye therefore, he did not keep the power. He delegated it to you. Glory to God. Are you following? So, when it says, according to that same power that is at work in Christ, he said that same power is at work in you. It means, if Christ were to be dead here, and God wants to perform a miracle, listen, God would not perform the miracle. I did not say he cannot. He would not do it because he's counting on you to resurrect Jesus from the dead. And so if God wants to do miracle, who is he looking at? You. So it says, he that ministereth the Spirit, it says, doeth it. It says, by the works of the law,
or
by what? The hearing of faith. Are there people that want to create miracles tonight? So want to work miracles tonight. Now let's see one example how Jesus did. Matthew 17:25 says, verse 24, it says, and when they were come to Capernaum, you know, I told you Capernaum is the headquarters of Jesus' what? Ministry. Amen. That's where the money is. Glory to God. You missed it. It's like saying, now we cannot be in Oba Kawaii. We have a church in GRA, close to the people, right? Bring all the tithes and the offerings. Amen. Put on the website, Pempa, all those kind of, you know, paying porters, right? Just send the money. So when Jesus Christ saw the way they were doing in Nazareth, said, these people, they would adore my ministry. I take it to Capernaum. I'm telling you the truth, too. That's what the Bible said. Glory to God. So you said, okay, let me just go to Capernaum. See now. You know, because sometimes people don't value what they have. Jesus Christ said, he said, it's not because a prophet is not without honor, but except in his own home. So he says, he said, and he came to Capernaum. They that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? Let's read 25 together. He said, yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon, of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children, or of what? Strangers. 26. Peter said unto him, of strangers, Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. Now, pay attention to the next verse. See, never in your life exegete the supernatural. Never. Never in your life try to give reasons for the supernatural. Jesus did something. And I said, the dunamis of God, or how easy to heal the sick, how easy to raise the dead, is as simple as what? Saying it. Say that again. How easy to heal the sick, how easy to raise the dead, how easy to change the circumstance of your life, is as easy as what? Saying it. He says, so shall my word be. Isaiah 55. It says, it shall not what? Return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which is what? Sent unto. That's a vector, right? There's a direction. He said, and shall perform my counsel. So whenever God wants to implement his counsel, what does he do? Send his word. Glory to God. You can create your realities. You can change the circumstance of your life. You can determine how your children can go. He said, your children will be free from terror. They shall be free from the oppression of the wicked. He said, to show that the Lord is good and his mercies endure it forever. He said, 1,000 shall fall at the side, 10,000 at the right hand. It will not come near thee. He said, only with your eyes you will see the destruction upon the wicked. He said, they shall surely gather. He said, but they shall what? They shall fall for your sake. He said, when the enemy shall come like what? A flood. It is the enemy that comes like a flood. God does not come like a flood. He lives in us. He lives what? In us. The enemy come and go, trying to see your faith. But Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Now look at 27. Let's read 27 together. One, two, go. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go down to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first what? Cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt what? Find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and what? And thee. How did Jesus know that the fish that cometh first would be the fish that have the money? When Jesus said, go to the sea and throw your hook, the fish that cometh first, Jesus was directing the power of God. When he said that, the creative force of God started moving all of the money to where the hook was. The ability was released when he said, do this. And so tonight, the realities you want to create, it will be by what? Your words.
Look at Galatians again. Galatians 3.
He that ministered the Spirit. Are there people that want to minister the Spirit tonight?
Do you want to work miracles tonight?
He calls it the gift of the workings of miracles. You know why? We walk miracles.
You know, as I was praying today, I prayed to a point. I asked somebody, okay,
I just got the fly. I said, okay, yeah. I said, you are giving for committee. He said, yes, sir. He said, because I thought about you yesterday. So as I was praying, as his mind came, his face flashed. I said, okay, fine. I just called. He said, sir, I was actually, there are people that have your money in their hand. They should bring it. There are people that have your appointment or your award later. They should bring it. These guys wanted to mess Jesus up just because of tax. Same way certain bees want to mess you up. There are people that have your substance. The Bible says, silver and gold are what? Am mine. Let's read Galatians 3, 5 again. Then we'll start praying in other tongues. We're trusting God for miracles of supply, right? Read Galatians 3, 5 together. One to go. He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law or by what? The hearing of what? Faith. 14, let's read 14 together. It says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And I told you, one of the core characteristic or evidence of the blessing of Abraham is what? Unusual what? Prosperity. Believe it. So tonight, let's start praying in other tongues. There are angels everywhere. He says the angels, they excel in strength. They do his word. Reketosia. It's in the city of faith. It's in the audacity of faith. We are creating the miracles of supply. Leketosia. Once you see it by revelation, then keep your eyes on it. Keep your eyes on it. Let the pros keleman elebresha. Leketosi legevrenema. Ieketosi lekepronomo. Reketosi legebregededes. Reketosia. Mambreko selebandes. I call for gold. I call for siva. Leketoseketalamandes. I call for resources in all of the currencies of the world. Leketosekepedia. I call for our letters. Reketo silegebrenema. Reketo silegebrenemane. Reketo silegebrenema. Reketo se mama manga de bros. I want to hear people praying the Holy Ghost. Legedeleto sigebrenema. Regedeko seketelemane. Reketo sigebrenema. Le sambregedele sopanane. Libreko sopane kelebande ledea. Regeto silemane reto benesco benecota reketo negabrenemande ligabrenema secate libre cosa. I am my spirit supply beyond human comprehension. Reketo salama supply beyond human extravagances. Reketo negabrenema libre coselemande reko salamande. Direct the power of God. Direct the power of God. They read 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 the power of God. Reketo sekadelede here. Regadega de brotherable seketa. Libregeto sekete. Libreketo ledebe. Regeto degabrenemaha. Regeto sekadebaha. Regadeko selegabrenema. Regeto degabrenema. Reketo lekete. Libreke soprekete. Libregeto Secate, Regadeleco Secata, Libresca, Libresca, Libre, Libre, Libresco de la Be, Libreco Saha, Barre the power of God, Reco Selemane, Le Sandege, Sea of Substance, Reketo, Leketo de Gabreneha,
Resakata. As a ministry, we have all. We have all. We have all. We require no support. We require no support. We require no support. Rekete lege sande lege bonema. Rekete sekete lege de pronto kosenedea. Rekete lede. Rekete skelede gebegedea. Rekete skelede baha. Resande kapreke. Rekete de gebegedehe. Rekete gebegedehe. Rekete gebegedehe. Rekete gebegedehe. Rekete rekete de gebede. Rekete de gebegedehe. Sekete de. Rekete de gebegedehe. Resande gebehe. Lekopene. Lekete. 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 Produce active power. Produce active power. Rekete de gebege. Rekete de gebegede. Rekete de gebede. Rekete. Rekete de. Rekete de gebede. Rekete de gebede. Rekete de gebede. Man seketa. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you touched your substance? How many of you touched it in prayer? How many of you think God will still do it? No, He has done it. He has done it. Pray some more in tongues. I have all. I require no support. I have all. Blessed be God. He has blessed me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's sit down for a moment. Amen. We just walked miracles. What did I just say? We just what? Walked miracles. The circumstance will start falling in place. Because I hear in my spirit that God is giving us substance beyond human comprehension. Beyond the extravagances of natural man. He's giving us substance. He's directing them to our path. That's why it's causing us to pray by revelation. Look at Ephesians 6. Glory to God. Oh, greater is He that is in me. I cannot be small in life. No, I cannot be small. No, no, God is not using us as guinea pig. We are His express image. And so, we are the manifestation of His glory. And so, He cannot leave us broke. No, our budget is from above. Our resources is from above. And so we are independent of circumstance. No wonder Paul says, he says, I've learned that in whatsoever state I am, to be independent of circumstance, because it is God that's at work in me, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He's at work in me, glory to God. He's at work in me, producing the results that I require for life. And so therefore, I cannot be stranded. How? How? No! He has to vacate His throne if I'm stranded. Because I'm representing Him here. I didn't make myself king and priest. He made me kings and priests. And He says, we shall bring praise to our God. He has put a new song in our mouth. And so many will see and fear. He says they will put their trust in the Lord. They will say, which are those ones that have been prospered by the Lord? We are a different species. And so He's showing to us the hidden treasures of darkness by the Spirit. And so tonight by revelation, we have worked miracles. Look at Ephesians. Ephesians 6. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let us teach some more. Glory to God. He said to receive. He said to take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit. Now look at that word, take. That word take means dekomai. It means to appropriate deliberately. Look at Ephesians 6. Oh, glory to God. My faith is a shield against cancer. My faith is a shield against financial meltdown. It's a shield. Faith is also offensive and defensive. The man that walks by faith can never go down.
I can never go down. No, I can never go down. That's what they were telling Nebuchadnezzar. He said, we are a different species. It's like you don't know that we are connected to Daniel. The same Daniel that showed you the meaning of your dream. We serve that same God. And so they were fighting them because of the position. That's why they set that trap for them. But the Bible said they had confidence in their God. The writer of Hebrews said, he said, what more can I say? Can I tell you of Jephthah? Can I tell you of Daniel? He said, these ones, they overcame circumstance by faith. They wrought promises by faith. They put the armies of the aliens to flight by faith. He said, then, he says, for us, God has promised some more better things. Hey! God has promised for us for what? Some more better things. So we have the better things in Christ. We have the better things in Christ. So in faith, we are not in greed. In faith, we are in contentment. The Bible says that we through faith and patience, we should be followers of those that receive what? The promise. So faith and contentment go together. Glory to God. So look at Ephesians 6, verse 16. Are you following me? Are you following me? Glory to God. Tell your neighbor what I will do by faith in 2020. Eyes have not seen. I will give by faith. I will stretch myself by faith. See, you don't know your capacity until you stretch yourself. You will get to heaven, God forbid. Some of us will realize that we could have done more for God. The Bible says the Macedonians, in their deep poverty, they gave. You know why? Because they understood that giving is a technology designed by God in the spirit for the liftings of the saints. So next year, by the spirit, we will stretch in our giving. I will stretch in my giving. That means in my giving, I will consecrate the Lord Jesus in my heart. Just like Peter says in 1 Peter 3, he says, sanctify the Lord Jesus in your heart. He says, and be ready to give an answer to any man that asks at you, what is the reason of your hope in Christ Jesus? When he asks you, why are you giving like this? You say, you don't know. He has done so much for me. He has taken away my sorrow. And he has put a new song in my mouth. All I have is this. My substance is of the Lord. So in verse 16, it says, above all, say above all. Say above all. Glory to God. Above all financial circumstance, I have the life of God in me. Above all the needs that are facing me, I have the wisdom of God in me. Above the doctor's reports, the wisdom of God is rising up in me. Rising up in me. It is through your mouth that God has chosen to ordain praise, that he might, you know, avenge the enemy. Not through God's mouth. God does not work miracle. He said, he that ministereth the spirit. See, the one that ministers the spirit works miracles. The man that ministers the spirit works miracles. So yes, says, above all. Let's read it together. Want to go? Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It says, when you take the shield of faith, when you handle the shield of faith, it says, you will be able. That means you will be adequate enough to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. If cancer is coming, he says, you will be able. If black is coming, it says what? You will be what? Able. That means you say, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. No. You will not wait till you receive it. No. You are on the offensive. Because you have received the same spirit of faith. You have received the same anointing, the same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead. The Bible says that same spirit is at work in you. Is at work in you. Is at work in you. He says, even so, he said, we now know that the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit gives it life
because of righteousness. What is righteousness? It's the nature of God. It means now your body is without defect. It will not suffer your foot to be moved. They will not amputate your leg. Bitterness cannot hold sway in your soul. Never. Bitterness will not poison the stream of faith working in you. Because once bitterness comes in, it will poison the stream of your faith walk. That was what happened to John the Baptist. He started getting bitter towards Jesus. He said, "Are you the one that we're looking for? Or there's another?" Jesus said, "Go and tell John, the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk." He said, "The dead are brought back to life." He said, "Blessed is he that is not offended because of me." Never allow circumstance, never allow human system to cause you to be offended in the world. The world works in every circumstance. The world works in every situation. The world works in every affairs of life. The world works. It works 24/7. It works. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared for us. But we know God has shown these things to us by his Spirit. He has shown abundance to us. He has shown in my children, I can see them now. It does not matter the doctor's report, because it caused the barren to bear children. He said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." That means it says that it will not cause you to cast your fruit before your time. That means no miscarriage. That's what it means. Whether you see blood in your dream, it is inconsequential. He said, "These ones, they are not born of blood." He said, "They are not born of the will of man. They are born of God." So he says, let's finish this thing. Hey, are you following? Are you scared? Hallelujah. Let's read something together. It says, "And take the helmet of salvation." Take the helmet of what? Salvation. You know that word I said is dekomai. It means to take deliberately. That means to welcome something. The helmet of salvation means all of the things in the salvation package. There is prosperity there. There is defense there. There is safety there. God is your defense. No one can be against you. Hey! That's what it says. Hey, the anointing is everywhere. So it says, "And I take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit," which is what? The armor of God. Oh, the word of God. It says, "18, praying always." Let's stand up. "Praying always. With all prayer," let's read together, "and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for us." In 19, "And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Christ." Tonight, we want to pray the prayer of supplication in the name of Jesus. We are declaring that we are superior to circumstance. We are declaring that we are superior to lack. We are declaring we are superior to sickness. We declare by the Holy Ghost. We take the shield of faith. We take the shield of faith. We take the helmet of salvation. We take the shield of faith. In the name of Jesus. Turn your Bible to Psalm 66. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. We have come to a worthy place. We have come to a worthy place. We have come to a worthy place. Can you see verse 12? Oh, by the Holy Ghost. He said, taking the shield of faith. Take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit. That means the helmet of salvation is what? The sword of what? The Spirit. So to use the helmet of salvation, it means you start declaring the word, right? That means you start declaring the word by revelation. That means it goes beyond your mental comprehension. They that do God's word by the intellectual faculty, they cannot produce the supernatural. So, yeah, in verse 12, let's read verse 12 together. That's caused men to ride over our heads. Now, let me give you the background. He thought that the enemy was sent by God to oppress them. Because in the Old Testament, they didn't have revelation of demons. So they assumed that everything that they experienced either came from God, good or evil. But the Bible says every good, not every evil gift. Every good and what? Perfect gift. So when it says that has caused men to ride over us, it was saying you have released troops to fight us. But let's continue now. It says, but we went through fire and through water, but that brought us out into what? A worthy place. Ha! Start declaring that you have come into a worthy place.